Next patient is Jennifer Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, Jennifer, G-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Jennifer. Date of birth is 9/28/82. Date of visit is 5/18/25. Next, please make a copy from Amy McCandless, M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S-S, McCandless, Amy McCandless, N-P. Next paragraph, dear Amy, thank you for sending Jennifer Cohen for permanent evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 42-year-old female who states she has previously been infected with COVID-19 more than 4 times over the past 4 years. Has experienced cough, recurrent bronchitis, and chest tightness. She had a chest x-ray done a year ago on 12/8/23, which showed no acute abnormality. The patient does not bring up any sputum. She denies any hemoptysis, fevers, chills, and night sweats. And she has no shortness of breath or rest. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for PTSD. She has had a total thyroidectomy and is on thyroid replacement. Also had gastric surgery for severe reflux disease and esophageal dysmotility. She has had peripheral neuropathy treated with meds, and she has anxiety and depression. Next paragraph, allergies to amoxicillin. Next, have this patient smoked half a pack per day for 25 years. No alcohol use recently. She has previously used illicit drugs like cocaine, marijuana. And benzodiazepines. Next paragraph. Family history was non-contributory. Mother had a history of COPD. Next paragraph. Medical list included Xanax 1 milligram TID, gabapentin 300 milligram TID. Protonics 40 milligrams BID, and Tramadol 50 milligram PRN. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss and fever. She has double vision. She has sore throat and hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has no hay fever, but has wheezing, cough, shortness of breath. And she has abdominal pains, heartburn, nausea, rectal bleeding, and diarrhea. Denies, she has occasional chest pains, jaw pain, arm pain, and calf muscle pains and palpitations. And leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety. She has easy bruising. And she has joint pains and muscle stiffness, and she has headaches and numbness of the extremities and memory loss and itching and skin rash. Next, physical exam, this moderately overweight, middle-aged female, alert, anxious, and hyperventilating. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse is 88, respirations 20, temperature 97.6. Weight is 152, saturation 98. HE and the anomphalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucus is matters, throat is clear. Neck supplement provision of thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields are clear. Heart sounds are regular, asthma, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no ganomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no cap tenderness, reflex 1+. No gross motor depth, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Reactive airway disease. And number 2 is chronic dyspnea. Number 3 is anxiety disorder. Number 4 is depression. And number 4 is PTSD. Next plan, the patient will get a CT of the chest, complete PFT, CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, and she will use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN, and also continue with anti-reflux measures. And continue with antidepressant therapy. A follow-up visit will be arranged in 4 weeks. This time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Amy McCandless, NP. Thank you.